Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
The 2015 CACA Awards. It's game time, right?
Yeah.
Go to keithandthegirl.com/forums. Under Talk Shite, you'll see where you can put the nominations for your favorite parts of the year. Most shocking, funniest, best song, this kind of thing.
Best new guest, if you have one for this year.
January 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time will be the CATGA nominations. It's always a good time, and you can check out these awards we've had over the years at keithandthegirl.com/VIP. It contains every show that we have ever done. Over 10 years now, right?
Yeah, and the CATGA Awards are only based on your nominations. If you don't nominate them, they're just not going to be played. They're not going to be part of the nominations. They won't have a chance to win. So it's totally up to you. keithandthegirl.com/forums.
It's when voting counts. Ladies and gentlemen, today's guest, Mehran Kagani. How are you?
Oh my God, hi. Hi, guys.
Next level.
What?
My goodness.
It's totally normal. It's been so long. Oh my God.
Mehran, people are going to think that Persian people are just on 1,000 all the time. They already think that of me.
Yeah.
Now you're coming on 2,000.
We are fiery. It's not entirely undeserved, the reputation.
I guess not.
Oh my
not.
God, I love looking at Keith's face.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
No, it's really nice. It's like healthy. Your skin is like, again, it's flush. It's supple. You have energy. You have life energy. You guys, I just did ayahuasca and I see everything.
Oh, I see. Okay. This is making so much more sense now.
Hi.
Was it your first time doing ayahuasca?
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
Going into it, yes. And then like immediately I was unnervous.
Throw up? Any throw up?
No puke. I followed La Dieta very closely.
This is your guru.
On Twitter. And then what? And then what?
Who was that?
La Dieta, it's how you're supposed to eat leading up to the ceremony.
Oh, so it's
that
a
you're
process.
Less toxic.
Okay.
So that you are less, you puke less, you're less prone to, yeah. I had to cut out beef, pork, dairy. I didn't lose a pound, mind you, which was horse shit. Like, because, you know, right? If I'm making all these sacrifices, you would think that I would like svelte up at all. Not at all. In fact, I gained 8.
No. Well, while you're not eating meat and dairy.
Well, nothing. No fried and then no salt, no sugar, no sex, no. That was for the last few days. It's no salt, no seasoning, no citrus.
So what are you eating with no salt?
Like Thanksgiving was when it started. And I went down to basically fruit and hard-boiled eggs. And it was just it was sad.
And you gained weight. Sadder.
Yeah. And I still put on weight.
Fruit and eggs.
Yes. And hard-boiled eggs with nothing.
Like candied apples?
No, it wasn't candied apples, Keith. That is so fucked up that you would be like, when he said fruit, was he thinking like lard fruit? Is there a lard fruit? No, it was just normal fruit.
Well, since then, have you lost weight?
No, also no. Because while I was on the ayahuasca, I was like, God, I want pizza. And like,
while you were on ayahuasca.
Oh, definitely.
So interesting.
Yeah, I totally didn't have this like cleansing thing. Like ayahuasca, if anything, was just like, party on, kid.
Really?
I'm not even kidding you. I met the goddess and the goddess was like, you should be partying so much harder.
You should eat more.
You should eat more. That isn't what she said, Keith. It was about partying. It wasn't about overeating.
But how do we like to party?
With food.
In the bathroom.
With food.
With the lights off.
And food. No, it's true. I do eat in the toilet with the lights off.
See?
MJG is writing in from St. Louis. He moved, everybody. Was Mike Kaplan there?
He did. He invited himself.
He can smell these drugs.
Right? Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like, he asked me. He knew that I was going to do it. And I was just like, you know. And he was just like, yeah, I'll be there too. Sure.
When you were on, and you're only on other than a marathon, you were on the Keith and the Girls show once. You have such presence. We thought you were on, like, 15 times.
I love you guys.
We bring you up a lot. I'm sure of it.
Yeah,
because you're on this show even without being on this show.
Well, I love you guys.
Did it make you nervous? I have to go back for 1 second. Did it make you nervous to go into this ayahuasca thing and now a buddy of yours is coming? Like, maybe you wanted to cleanse on your own. Like, what if you were going to throw up? What if that's all in your brain?
No, I mean, it's not like I would have been shy about puking or crying. I cried so hard. Oh, my God. I saw my husband and then, like, I had this big moment of gratitude where I was like, my husband is the greatest thing in the entire world. And, like, I was doubled over weeping. My husband is the greatest thing in the entire
world.
He's
amazing.
And I just like was, like, weeping into my mat and it was beautiful. And I wouldn't have been shy about that with Kaplan. And you know, I wasn't worried if Kaplan was there or he wasn't there. He was, because it's very personal. It's very individual.
His
experience.
Puns almost make me vomit as is. You know what I mean?
I feel you. No, but he wasn't. No, he was very much in his own thing. I did feel his energy.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, how'd it feel like?
I don't know.
Like a 9-volt battery, right?
Am I talking about this? Am I actually talking about this?
Sure.
I felt like Kaplan was like drawing in this like sexual energy. Not for me, but like, I feel like this is where he is his most charismatic. Is with people who are vulnerable and tripping their faces off.
Oh,
and he's like, I am settled. You can have sex with me too.
Oh.
I felt that for Mike. I saw a bunch of stuff on Mike.
He's a perv.
A little bit.
Out of all... It's like you're probably not supposed to have sex that day, and he knows that.
I don't think he's like necessary. I think what he's doing is like fostering seeds of sort of obsession. He wants the people to become infatuated with him. Mm. And then 3 days later, when you're allowed to have sex again, he probably drills them.
Right.
That's my guess.
What drills them? Like pounds?
Throws the D in.
Oh, throws the D. Okay.
Yeah. Like a lifesaver.
My goodness. So
it's
you're
a guess.
Seeing a lot of animalistic stuff in Mr. Kaplan.
Well, he has to, right? Like all that rationale, like it has to be counterbalanced by some kind of freaky deaky shit. Am I right?
Something's going on, absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes, honey.
So the first time you were on, you talked about, and this is sad, but I'll tell you why I bring it up. Your parents and your older brother beat you up at age 15 because you're gay.
Younger than that. The beating started younger than that.
Okay. So when you're on ayahuasca, do you find some kind of peace?
Oh my God. Yes. Like, so they say that ayahuasca gives you like 10 years of therapy in one night. And I went into it very skeptical that that would be the case.
Right.
And, but no, when it came to my family, I definitely had some very clear visions, and they weren't even like profound. Like it wasn't like a very special Brady episode. It wasn't anything like that. It was rather very plain. And it was just like, you know what? They're not here, and fuck them.
Yeah.
You know, like, but in a profound way, I became resolved with it. It was like, in weeping for the husband that I have, it was like, here's this family you have, and here's this family that you came from and whatever, but like, they're not really in the picture. You have this guy who's like losing his mind for you, you know, does everything for you, is so committed to you and your partnership. It's like, this is the thing to foster, not like this old pain.
Didn't you already know that?
Yeah, but like when it would come up, when my old family stuff would come up, it would be like, ah, these motherfuckers. And maybe it was that like the anger was seductive, because it's nice to be pissed sometimes, right? So maybe it was that. But like when I came out of it, I wasn't so seduced by the anger of it. Like I didn't feel like, oh, it's going to be so fun to feel mad at these people who fucked me over so many years ago.
You know what? That's amazing, because let me tell you, I haven't been talking to my parents. I can't tell if they're not talking to me or I'm not talking to them. But at this point,
they didn't call you on your birthday.
They didn't call me on my birthday.
That's a little shady.
And that's, you know, it's my 40th, like, and also I see those as opportunities of if anyone's gonna call anybody, that's gonna be the day. Otherwise, like, okay, we're for sure, it's solid, it's more, you know, it's more in there, they're not talking to me. So and I didn't really think about it until the day after, like, oh yeah, my parents didn't talk, because it's like you said on ayahuasca, it's like, hey, they're not there. And I've come to that. But when you said there's seduction in the anger, I feel that so hardcore, because I either feel a rush of sadness or a rush of anger when my family comes up. And I know that it is like my goal to feel less of that. So sometimes I feel nothing. Like I'm just like, oh yeah, I guess my parents don't, you know, and then people like get so sad when I bring it up. Yeah, my parents and I don't talk, and everyone kind of looks around. It's very, I've learned to curb that, to like not say it so matter of fact, because people get like worried for me. It's
but
very
that's
weird.
On them.
That's
you're,
on them.
You're welcome to sort of have whatever thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so for the most part, I'm fine. But then all of a sudden somebody will ask me about a personal aspect of not talking to your parents, and I could feel the welling up of the tears, or I could feel the anger coming up. And I feel like it's the same thing. It's the same emotion. So that's really cool that there. I know that I'm there, but I know that there's another level of calm that I think you reached.
It was experiential. It wasn't like something that like I could have like rationalized and sussed out. It was just sort of like, like it was just shaking it off.
Would you describe it as a torrent of divine energy, maybe washing over you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Did you read that on my Facebook? Huh? Is that why you're saying that? No.
I'm just guessing.
No, I absolutely would. Like it felt like the sky zipped open, and then it was like, oh, there's all this stuff happening beyond this layer of awareness, which I'd experienced before. I felt this energy before and experienced it very literally before, but not quite. I certainly couldn't stare at it for as long as I stared at it. It was like,
is it overwhelming?
Sure. It overwhelms whatever it is that's going on in the moment, but it's not so, it's fancy enough that you can focus on it. You're not like, and I can't look. You're like, ooh. It's rather nice. Yeah.
Would you do it again?
Yes, I would do it again.
Would you wait?
I would. And part of it is because the dieta is so strict. You know what I mean?
Like dieting.
The dieting, the cleanse that you go on beforehand to ready yourself for the experience is so strict that, like, I don't think that I would ever, one, live that way. Just, like, generally live that way so I could do it whenever the fuck I wanted. Right. That's not going to happen. And two, like, actually taking, like, carving the time out to live that way. It's not... It'll be a minute before I do it again.
Somebody there didn't diet or prepare themselves properly. They were throwing up.
Homegirl was puking her face off
right next
left.
To you.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't ruin the high.
Not at all.
You love it.
It's fine. Like, it's not like her puke is like the rhythm of the night. What is that? It's like her puke isn't, it's not every, and she was also like, she wore like some kind of shroud over her. So her silhouette was like very much this like Tolkienian bog creature who was vomiting. And like, I mean, if I were to stare at it for too long, it would bum me out. But instead I had like rushes of like Aztec digital chips rolling over me, healing my body. I couldn't stare at her for too long. She wasn't that interesting.
During ayahuasca, do you think about Last Comic Standing and if Norm MacDonald is really into you or just being funny because flirting with gays is funny?
I think, well, you know, wow. Okay, so was Norm MacDonald actually into me or was he flirting with me because gays are funny? I couldn't possibly, right, speak for what Norm's true intentions
were. That would take another trip.
Or with Norm.
Well, I see.
Right? I would have to sit there with Norm and be like, Norm, were you real?
I guess he's trying to say, like, what do you feel when you're on stage and that's happening? Do you feel like, why, you know, I get it. Like, you flirting at me means nothing to you because it's like a joke or something.
I mean, but I'm 39 and I've been a homo since I was 15. So it's not like, right? So it's like, this isn't new territory where like sometimes straight guys want to show how cool they are by like being normal and familiar with me. And, you know, honestly, I would rather that be in the universe than like some dude's macho bullshit and be like, well, I have to deny you in public. Right. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I would rather, if you're going to make an example of me, it has absolutely no impact on me one way or the other. Other than the fact that Norm MacDonald gives me a thumbs up and that probably does suit me or benefit me in some way.
When he loved you, then... He loved everything else. Do they water it down a little bit? These judges have never seen such a thing. Act after act after act. This is brand new.
They really didn't show. I mean, I signed my life away in terms of confidentiality.
Right.
So I don't know how much I'm actually allowed to say. But in practice, by no means was all the feedback positive.
Okay.
There were people in the green room weeping. Like some people got destroyed. Destroyed by the judges.
And they just didn't show it on TV.
They just didn't show it at all on TV.
That's probably best.
I'm willing to say that like a third of the people who were in my preliminary round had things said to them that like no creative person should have said to them.
Like you should quit type stuff?
You should quit. Wow. Like you don't have this. Sometimes you have to know when to let go of the dream. One girl came back into the green room like with her eyes out of her head. Like she was just holding her bleeding eyes out of her head, just completely shell-shocked, completely devastated from what she'd heard.
They
didn't show that at all.
Did anybody snap back after they knew it was too late and go, listen, Roseanne, fuck are you? Other people wrote your show. Your stand-up domestic goddess was never funny. Anybody ever lose it? These aren't my thoughts. I'm just curious.
In the event that someone said that, right? I think one girl in the semifinals did try to stick up for herself. And it didn't go great for herself. And then this other comic backstage was like, girl, you can't talk like that to the judges. And then they had this big, like, battle. And right. She was like, fuck off, old lady. Like, don't tell me how I'm allowed to react or not react. And then they got into a big thing. And, like, the crew had to sort of separate. It was something, yeah.
I gotta say, though, you just got back from... you know, people who are older than you and longer than you and semi in charge of your career at the moment telling you to quit your job. Not a good time for somebody to be like, you can't talk back to somebody.
Timing was dumb. Yeah.
Yeah. They already told you to quit your job. They obviously are never going to help you. Right. And also, you just got off stage. No one's
ever going to help you.
Way to beat. When someone gets off stage and you have a comment that's negative or otherwise like neutral even, wait a beat. Tomorrow. Tell them tomorrow.
Yeah, no, that's right. Give the person a chance to actually react and like have it settle. But
You feel naked up there, no matter what.
In the same breath, there are cameras all backstage, and they want to generate some kind of drama so that they get more screen time. I think that's a big piece of it, is that, you know, whoever's on Last Comic Standing, they want to be seen. They want, like, right. they want it to somehow make it to the print.
Did we see those backstage things? No, right?
No.
Anybody say, Mr. Wayans, I respect your criticism. And Scary Movie 17 was, you should be pleased. It's interesting to me that your brother Damon thinks Bill Cosby is making it all up. Can you explain that to anybody?
Wow.
Anybody do that?
Yeah, no.
Again, not my feelings.
No, one comic had Norm MacDonald. He was just like, hey, will you do me a favor? Will you address me as Turd Ferguson? It was I don't know if he was being funny or shady or what, but that's the one incident that I heard happening along those lines. No, I think everyone goes into the situation so vulnerable. And like what Henda was saying, like you think that these people are going to either make or break your life, which they can't. They objectively can't do. Like unless the judges actually offer you a job after, like once you're offset. That's,
but
you're not
hear,
doing anything
okay,
for
example, Mike Lawrence was on last week and we were like, oh, how'd you really get on Amy Schumer? How does that work?
Yeah.
Now, of course, a lot of people write what they call packets where you fill out, you know, jokes basically about how, with the tone of what the show would be. Yeah. So they want to see your jokes. That's called a packet. You send it in, you spend hours on it, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Mike said that he saw Amy Schumer saw him on the roast battle, the one that we happened to go to, and she offered him a job.
That's right.
So forever, you hear that story and you think, you know, I could do a 5-minute set anywhere and like somebody could scoop me
That's
up.
That's absolutely true.
And so, you know, what you're saying is, doesn't that contradict what you just said, is these people can't help your job when like really anybody can?
Sure, but you can't also like, it's the same way you can't like all of a sudden stop riding the train because you think there might be a terrorist event. You know what I mean? It's like you can't live your life based on this like this odd chance that something will happen. You just have to kind of live your life. And sometimes the odd chance happens.
Just do your best.
Yeah, you just do your best. But I've talked to Mike about that. The other thing is, that's curious about that is that, you know, so Mike was just doing a show. He does this thing, but now he has management and he has to pay his management in perpetuity for this job that he landed that had nothing to do with someone else's legwork.
Did anybody say to Russell Peters?
And that wasn't what Mike was talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I'm like, how does that work?
When Russell Peters says, I've never seen stand up like this, it's mind blowing. Does the person say, no matter what happens here, so I guess I get to write for you now. Yay. And Russell says, ooh, boy, let's take a commercial break. Did that ever happen?
Yeah. I mean, like, of course. Yeah.
I mean, you would think you have all the writers for the greatest show coming up. Just these people that you've never seen such a thing before.
Yeah. I'm sure there are some, because, you know, they also throw some like new kids in the mix.
Right.
Right, to like to add spice to it. Like they had like 25-year veterans of the game on the show. They had like 4-year, like, you know, real new green kids on the show. And who knows, maybe those green kids are like, I'm gonna go on there and then the Yellow Brick Road. Mm-hmm. I think those of us who've done it for, you know, anything more than 7 years have an understanding that you are promised nothing in this mortal coil. And
well, I noticed you are, and you should be, you're very proud that you are regular at the Comedy Cellar.
Just recently.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's a big deal.
It was a big deal. Yeah.
I remember, so you have to go through an audition process for this place, right?
Yeah.
From what I interviewed Noam, one of the owners of the place, or maybe the owner.
Yeah.
And he said that you need two people to vouch for you in order to even get an audition.
Mm-hmm.
And then you audition and then you start. So your audition was something like 1 or 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yes.
And who vouched for you? Can you say?
Harrison Greenbaum was the one who vouched for me. And but SD also watches Last Comic Standing, so that's a good thing. There's an example of something that Last Comic Standing absolutely does, right? So she had seen that. That was kind of like a preliminary, like,
She's the booker.
She's and she's owner, and she's a hero. She's I actually saw her on Aya. But and she I saw her like nurturing mother energy.
Wow.
I went in there, and what was crazy was that I was on the diet. I was on the ayahuasca cleanse, and I had to go off my antidepressant. And has anyone here ever been on an antidepressant and had to go off?
Danny.
Yeah. Well, so I had to go off of it because if you're on an SSRI, when you take the MAOI of of ayahuasca, you can have serotonin toxicity and literally die. Whoa. So so I went off of it.
Think of the things you see then.
Imagine. It's like, I feel like she's showing me my death. Oh, no, I'm done. And then, no, but she, I had to go off of it, and I was having these like really bad side effects from going off of the antidepressant. Literally like electricity buzzing in my head in waves. And that was the night of my audition, was like the worst night of that. So like every 10 seconds, my brain was like, zzz, zzz, zzz. Like, it was awful.
Why would you take it that day? Isn't that disrespectful?
I had no choice. I had no. Well, I didn't take the ayahuasca at the show, right, at the thing.
But
I
took it that day.
No.
I went off my antidepressant. And so I was having the withdrawals from the antidepressant.
I see.
Which, like, I would never, ever. But, like, you also don't change the night that your audition is scheduled for at the Cellar. Or at least I didn't feel comfortable doing that.
No.
Well, I didn't mean that's the way you should have played it.
Wait, but how long had you been off antidepressants?
Like 10 days.
Did you know you had this audition?
Yes, but I didn't know that I would have the withdrawals like that.
Oh, damn. Yeah. That's really dangerous
it
to
was
get
in
off
fact,
and on.
Yeah, it was really scary and bad. And but I did it anyways, and I had a victorious night anyways. And
after your set, do you say, I just want you all to know, not for nothing, if it wasn't your favorite moment on stage watching somebody, I'm going to take drugs soon. And I'm actually off other drugs, so these drugs work well.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I did not explicitly do that.
Well, it worked out so good.
Yeah, I got into the Cellar.
You're back on your meds, though?
No, I will never do that again. It's like, do you know the Nora Ephron saying that you never want to marry someone you wouldn't want to divorce?
All right.
That's probably, is that a saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Nora Ephron. It's something she wrote. You would never marry someone you wouldn't want to divorce.
That you wouldn't want to divorce.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Because, like, if divorcing this person is going to be awful, then you absolutely shouldn't marry them.
Oh, if
as in if the person is, like, vindictive and crazy and they're going to take a bite out of you when you're trying to leave, that's not the person you want to go into a life partnership with, right? Similarly, I think I feel that way about antidepressants. Like, if I had known that this was going to, like, literally make my brain swell rhythmically for 10 days, I don't think I would have ever gone on it.
So now you're not getting on it because of it.
Because that's two bananas. I can't be on something that when it pulls out, it does that. You know what I mean.
Oh, so I hear what you're saying. I feel manic when I pull out.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you. I think of Nick Lachey.
Sure.
When he pulled out of Jessica Simpson, how she got fat. You know what I mean? I feel like Celexa is the Nick Lachey.
So because you felt that way, you don't take antidepressants anymore?
I will not take antidepressants anymore. And also, honestly, the Aya was helpful toward that end.
The goddess told you, stop it.
No. I think it was more like I don't need them.
Yeah.
Well, it was more like I don't feel like I need them.
Right. Does the goddess ever pronounce your name wrong? Because it's a tough name.
That is honestly so fucked up.
She got it dead on every time.
She's not like that.
Mr. Kaguni. And you're like, it's your mind.
She was very nice to me. She was very nice to me, Keith.
Dang, but it come to you after and go,
hysterical.
Wow, she was a bitch, right? And you're like, don't you say that.
She was nice to me. Afterwards, like everyone was like gathered in the middle of the room. They were eating fruit and trail mix. and they were just like, wow, right? And like whispering and really right. Like, wow, that was really. And they were all like that. And I was just like, get me the fuck out of here. Right. Like, I was so Valley Girl when it was
turkey
over.
Leg. Like, we're off.
Yeah, I was like, you guys, we won. It's over. Like, they were honestly not having me at all. They wanted me the hell out of the room, which I couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Really?
Yeah. I snuck out at one point and used my phone. I wasn't supposed to do that, but I did.
Well, you got to check Twitter.
Well, yeah, and I wanted to like see who was saying what on my Facebook, and I wanted to I wanted to text Noah and tell him how much I loved him. Uh-huh. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah,
like I couldn't hold it in anymore. Aren't I sweet?
That's what I do when I'm drunk.
No,
you gotta send that text out.
That's exactly right.
It makes you realize how lucky you have it.
That's exactly right. And also tell him to like don't wait until 3 to come pick me up. I've had enough.
I'm good now.
Honestly, if you rolled up right now, I'd sneak out.
But if I start licking the glove compartment, don't stop.
It would be
probably
fine.
Yeah, it would be fine. That's what I'm saying. Speaking of fruit, let me tell you about this. Sherry's Berries. Berries, BERRIES.com. This is where you go. It's that time of year. What do you give somebody for Christmas? What do you give somebody just for being a lover, for being a friend, for being a pal? chocolate covered strawberries. Everybody loves them.
Oh my God, they're the best. We got some in the studio today, Mehran. We have to give you some after this show.
I'll totally have one.
It'll be from Pemda's Pack. You're going to love them.
Yay! What? You're okay.
Get Sherry's Berry Sweet Freshly Dipped Strawberry starting at just, get this, $19.99. That's a 40% savings with code KATG. Gourmet berries that are fresh, juicy, dipped in dark white and milk chocolatey deliciousness. Now, they have other items, but this is the way I play it with their strawberry sampler. You can double your berries for just $10 more. Get the deal. Go to berries.com and use the code KATG.
It makes it easy.
It makes it so easy. This is always a hit.
If you don't know what to give to somebody, or if maybe somebody is, you know, like in your office, or you're sending from office to office, something like that, like a person that, you know, you want to send something that is sweet. This is literally sweet, but also it is a very beautiful level of personal.
Yeah.
It's thoughtful. You show that you like this person, but it's not, you know, something that could really fight you back. Like, how come I would want this, you know, terrible hot sauce thing? That's not what I'm into.
Sure, hot sauce.
You know, I'm into
no,
hot
she's
sauce,
right though.
You know,
she's right though. It's not controversial.
It's not controversial. It can't be controversial. There's no, I don't know. You want to get somebody a Swiss Army knife. Doesn't that sound lovely? It's a very gadgety, wonderful thing.
It's an instrument of
war.
But
how would you know?
Yeah.
How would you know?
I agree.
Everyone loves strawberries. Everyone loves them dipped in chocolate.
Visit. Oh, no. Your mind was blown again. I'll tell you what, Megan. Megan.
We're naming her Megan.
Yes, Kip.
I'm just saying, I'm the ayahuasca. I'm not good with names.
That's amazing.
Oh, Megan, I get it.
Visit berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in KATG. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, type in KATG, and order them today. All right? All right. KeithandGirl.com has a Whoar game coming out for your phones.
A Whoar game?
A Whoar app game. So you could download it in your app when it comes out. This is Whoar, which is Humans United Against Robots.com.
So go there, type in your email address, and then you can beta test it. You can give us suggestions for the game, this kind of thing.
You'll be able to play us in a video game.
That's
like
adorable.
You choose the character, Keith or the girl, and then you fight robots with it. And it's a free app. It's coming out early 2016.
Here's an idea. Along the way during the game, you save up a secret power that once you reach max, you can call on Hugsy Malone to bring you Windex to fight the robots.
That's a great suggestion.
Mimi Cherry has another idea. A level where Henda throws French fries doused in Windex at the robots while yelling yoink.
Oh my God. Right? People have such good imaginations. I love it. I should do that in real life.
I saw a picture of Adele. You know, she lost weight, of course.
Some weight.
Some weight?
Not all the weight.
Okay. I was going to say she looked like somebody that I know and I figured it out, but never mind.
Were you going to say? Who were you going to say? Me?
If you're still going to say she has weight on her, now I can't say who she looks like.
Oh, no.
She's beautifully flawless.
She's gorgeous. What, are we acting like she's not very attractive?
I think she's very attractive.
You can have weight on you and be attractive. Isn't that the whole message of Adele?
I'm not. Okay.
Oh,
it looks
man.
Like somebody to me.
Oh, man.
Like a big fat friend of yours? No?
I think I lost weight, you guys.
No, she's... Everyone here is so thin. Me.
Come on. Who does it look like?
I'm going to put it on the website.
All right.
All right, does? All right.
Let me see.
Together.
Let me see it.
Were you going to say... Who is he going to say?
I don't know, but she looked skinny to me in that picture.
She looks fine. I'm not saying she's a boat.
She looks adequate. I'm not saying this is the planet Earth. I'm saying we all come in different sizes.
How did this become so controversial?
Honestly, I think it's fine that she's a big girl with a ton of paint on.
So who's your big friend that you're comparing her to, Keith?
Yeah, who is it? It's fine. Who's your fat friend who only looks good in makeup? Do I get to ask who your fat friend is who looks, who's like genuinely monstrous unless she has like liquid liner and any number of contouring?
I really
shadows on her face?
I shouldn't feel as uncomfortable as I do right now.
Who's your big fat friend? Can that be a game?
First of all, I'm happy you have a fat friend. It shows that you don't mind too
That's
much.
Right. Absolutely.
Oh, I had Doritos for lunch, you guys. Anyway.
Everyone here is beautiful.
Curves make a person.
Oh, God. I've never been so curious in my life.
Mm. All right. Let me tell you, who cares who it is? It's not even important.
I'm trying to think of people.
You would see this.
Is it a friend of mine, too?
Yeah. You would see you would see this and go, that is, I never thought about it. That's dead on.
Let me see the picture again.
He tore it in half.
It's in like, half.
He did everything he could to never let us.
Bring me a lighter, Dan. I'll tell you what, I'll put it on the website. How about that?
The picture of Adele or the picture of this person?
The picture of Adele and then her twin fatso.
So fucked. If it's me, I'm never, ever coming back.
I would like for the record it to be noted that I even started going, hey, Adele lost a lot of weight.
And now she looks like a nice friend of mine.
And now she looks like a friend of mine.
Is it your wife?
Oh, my God.
No, I see. Okay.
No.
Keith, I know you feel now. Oh, my God.
See?
Holy I don't. Shit.
This is not the minefield that you know we think it is.
I'm really trying to think of pretty people.
And you know what would happen? I would tell you guys who I'm thinking of. It's a comic. And what would happen if you go, no, I don't see it. Then I'm a huge piece of shit.
Who does Adele look like? Come on,
That's
Danny.
A comedian?
Yeah.
I can think of a few
All
people.
All right, give me.
Do you know
No,
Danny?
Not out loud. I mean,
because
I'm not friends with them like that.
Give me one out loud.
Oh, just no. name fat people.
No.
It's not about
Rosie people. O'Donnell.
It's
no,
it's not. Rosie it's Rosie O'Donnell.
Not that Rosie's fat. Fuck, this is a minefield.
I can name not fat people
yeah,
that
okay.
might look like
Try,
her.
I don't know how.
Everyone's fat.
I would like to declare a not fat friend of mine. I can't even. No, that's not a comic. Never mind.
No, she's fat.
No, she's not fat. This is the worst.
No
game.
One's fat. That's if there is no other lesson in Adele, it's that no one's fat.
My God, what's worse, the fat word or the N word? This is like terrifying right
what,
now.
What, you were going to call it an N person?
No! Oh my God, this is terrible!
The person's black, so this is awkward.
This show is over, just forget it.
Okay, she did steal a lot of culture, black culture.
See?
Oh, well.
Right. My friend or Adele?
Adele.
Okay. And you, my friend is
your friend stole a lot of my friend, black people's food.
My friend's a thief.
She's a food thief.
Keith whispered in.
Okay.
It's weird now because she just did stand up on TV about food.
Oh, I knew. Okay, I knew who you thought it was.
Who could it be?
This person is perfectly cute and is totally not fat.
Oh, God.
Is totally not fat and is totally cute.
It's like a first initial.
Are you going to do it or am I going to do it? No, hell no. No.
It's just so he could tell you.
Are you Jay kidding me? Was I right?
You're right.
Yeah, okay. She's freaking beautiful.
I think she's beautiful.
And is not, and it's Jay. It's not even fat in the way that we're talking about. We're not talking about like problematically fat.
Don't say we're talking about it. I said Adele you lost totally a lot started. Of weight. So not as not to confuse things.
You guys, Justy Dodge is not fat at all. She has problems.
It is a glandular issue. It is technically a problem with her glands.
I put in Jay in Facebook and it's not helping me.
No one's fat. Okay, well, I'll let you move on. I'm not gonna dwell on this. And she totally wasn't fat on TV either.
Fuck.
She was beautiful on TV.
I remember there was just...
The camera lost 10 pounds for her.
It did.
It was like luggage.
I guess nowadays they just put less cameras on Adele.
Shame.
Danny, Jay, come on.
Do you know who it is, Danny?
No, I don't
Okay,
know.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. She's fine, and she was great on TV.
People are sending in names.
Are they?
But do any of these people look like
I know
Adele?
Who it is now.
Somebody's writing Carmen Lynch. Does Carmen Lynch look like Adele?
Carmen Lynch?
I'm not insane.
It's
Jesse Joyce.
Yeah.
Did we just carve her for the pumpkin season?
Like
a jack-o'-lantern?
Okay.
I like that this has turned into a game of like fat outburst. Where people are just yelling people's names. They're like, yeah, she could be fat. You could call her fat. That's a fun game. Play it wherever you are. Just yell a fat person's name.
You know what? This will never happen to me because you'd have to say her name starts with.
Let's see. What are the clues? Is it Karen Fian? That's a person.
It's not. No one. She's a beautiful girl.
She's a beautiful girl. Now I can't congratulate her on her stand-up.
Yes, you can. Oh my God, what? The more you talk about
it. I can't say
it.
Her name.
And she doesn't look like Adele. No. And that's never a compliment.
She looks just like Adele.
Oh my God.
Look at this.
Uh-huh.
Let me see.
I'm looking.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Claw.
That was when I saw the half of her face that you didn't rip off. By the way, now she's been like, there's been like a violent crime. You know, it's a little violent to tear someone's face in half. We called you fat and then tore your face in half. That's, she's not, sort of. I think she's naturally prettier than Adele. She doesn't have to wear all that Adele makeup.
She's so much better than Adele. Funnier than Adele.
Way funnier than Adele.
I'd rather hang out with her than Adele. Mm. For like 2 days in a row.
Sure.
But for like a 10-minute meeting, sure.
No, Adele. No, it's Adele. Yeah,
that's a good song.
You can see the other one whenever you want to.
My goodness. Yeah. I could see it now. Wow. Yeah.
Right?
I would want you to compare me. Yes, please.
Okay.
There you go. I never said you shouldn't. You were the one who had this crisis of conscience and said that we shouldn't call the fatty another fatty. She's not fat.
I don't think she is. I started by saying, you know who this thin person
looks
like.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Not what happened.
Please, can we? I really am going to pee.
We're not allowed to talk about it.
I can't anymore.
All right, no, she's great.
No, she's fantastic. Whatever. I don't know why you guys are saying all this. She's the best.
Yeah. My favorite comedian.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, that was the end.
Yeah.
Oh God, okay.
All right.
All right.
Well, that's the end of that friendship with her boyfriend.
No, my God, she has a boyfriend? See if she can.
She can still get a boyfriend.
She can totally get a boyfriend. Could Adele get a boyfriend? Two records say no.
All right, listen.
No!
We're never going to know who it is.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm dead.
I have to find out if this woman has a mobile phone. If not, it'll be on the app. You can see the picture there. All right. Let me tell you about Tipsy Elves. How about that? Tipsy Elves.
Mm.
They make Christmas sweaters, okay? But they make cool, hip Christmas sweaters. Mm. Okay? Let me do... I don't have it.
Here, I have...
Oh, I did.
Oh, you're dying over there. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
I was dying. I got this sweater.
She goes, hold on. Here's my hand impression. I have a thought on Chris. Hello? Anybody? Hello? That was weird.
I think I do need to pee. Okay.
All right. Here's my Christmas sweater.
Oh, yeah.
How cool is that?
It's super.
It's reindeer, but then you look closer, you see they're fucking.
They are fucking.
Yeah, I got it at tipsyelves.com.
Look what I got. What's that? It takes a minute. That's what I like about the sweater.
It's a dead grandmother.
Yes, and then what?
Who's been walked on.
Oh, by who, though?
By reindeer.
Oh, what does that mean?
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer.
My sweater is a game.
That's great, and it's in watermelon colors.
And now we guess, how fat is Grandma?
Oh, my God.
Into the mic if you can't come down. Go to tipsyelves.com, enter code KATG at checkout, and you get 20% off everything on their website. Tipsyelves.com, the code is KATG. Christmas sweaters, sports sweaters, they have it all. Take a look around. And there you go. You're going to save 20%.
You could be an atheist. You could believe in Christ. You could believe in whatever the Jews believe in, all this stuff. You could still go to tipsyelves.com and use our code.
They don't mind as long as you deal in cash. That's all they ask, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brazil will have the next Summer Olympics in Rio, 2016.
That's exciting.
Hot though.
Like sexy hot?
Like, no, like super. Well, both, I guess.
No, yeah. Brazilians are DTF kids.
They cannot find a stretch of Rio water that is not contaminated. Now, this is important for the Summer Olympics, of course, swimming, canoeing, you know, all this stuff. They can't find a single section that isn't contaminated. You will contract the virus if you drink like 2 teaspoons of their water without exaggeration. It's so disgusting over there.
Well, they have time. Right? It's not like they're tomorrow.
What year is it?
Right. Well, it took 2015 years for them to spoil it.
Yeah. Could they really make that happen if that's the case?
I guess just make it a whole, like, you know how like in Boston, for example, during Irish Day, they'll make the water green.
Mm-hmm.
They should do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just make it green.
Make it a whole new color. Mm. Anything.
Right. Like,
no, this is deliberate.
The Olympic colors.
Yeah, do the Olympic colors.
Yeah.
And just to try to, you know how like when they had it in Russia, they killed all the dogs that were walking around?
What?
That's true. That's absolutely true. They would shoot these dogs that were strays. So over there, they're going to...
hate Russia.
Yeah, I'm not pleased with them. And there was an anti-gay thing.
That's fine.
Now in Rio, they're going to have to catch all the three-eyed fish so nobody sees it. You know? You don't want to party in a place that has three-eyed fish.
I do.
Well, you do.
I definitely want to party where there are three-eyed fish.
Especially now that you're off of Prozac.
You know, and Wicked into Aya. Like, I would love to see trippy fish and, like, people dying.
Listen, Maria, party in Rio.
Yes, queen.
Megron, this is going to be so good.
Yes.
Oh, for my birthday, somebody posted a picture, and it was of this girl with, like, crazy, ridiculous curly hair. And he wrote like happy birthday Churnda on it. His post is getting like more likes than my post.
That's cute.
I loved it.
You think this person in the picture had crazier, more ridiculous curly hair than you?
It was styled differently.
Okay.
So the actual hair isn't crazier, but the style was a little worthy
so
of
about your hair.
Thank you. Mm. Thank you.
Mm.
MJG is writing in, there's a documentary on HBO that Keith should watch if he wants a reason to boycott the Olympic Games. They're the worst to poor people. Like, you know what makes me boycott them? They're boring.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, snap.
There's the read.
I'm on fire today.
Yeah.
Between fat people and...
your fat friends.
The Olympics.
I have this one fat friend who looks like this big fat celebrity. What is that
goodness.
About? But what is the documentary on HBO about? Oh, it was. Is it because they were? Is it the Vice story where they were killing all the criminals in Brazil?
They had stray criminals, and they would shoot them so that when we go over there, we won't be disgusted by their culture.
Is that so wrong?
But we don't know the whole story.
I mean,
that's how it starts, and then they trick you. It's like Blackfish. They show the whales jump, and then you're like, this is a trick. Yeah, I'm getting too happy for these whales. I want to tell you about Touch of Modern. Are you looking for the perfect gift this holiday season? Look no further than Touch of Modern. New deals every day during their 30 days of deals. You find something for everyone on your list. 30 days of deals. They work with top designers. Clothes, gadgets, this kind of everything. Not this kind of thing, everything. They have it all, and every day there will be something brand new during their special. Okay?
And of course, it's at a special price because they're working with the designers to give you that price.
Right now, listeners get immediate access when you sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because, like I'm saying, you don't want to miss out on the perfect gift. My brother, for example, he's one of these guys. He wants something, he gets it. You can never surprise him. Ah, unless you go on Touch of Modern and you go, gotcha, asshole. Now who's the best?
Now who's modern?
Right. I'll see you next Thanksgiving because I did so good.
He's beautiful.
Thank you.
He is.
Magical.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't look like Adele at all.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know either. It's Damn now this. An official insult or something.
All right, everybody. Look, I want you to share this episode, not to my pal, but to your friends and family. Subscribe at keithandthegirl.com/iTunes. Tell them to subscribe. If you're into giving it 5 stars and some kind of rating, that'd be good too.
If you find your uncle's computer and you think he could use a little bit of a laugh, subscribe him.
All right. Yeah, he's a little racist. Okay, it's a different time. Now listen. Also take a look at keithandthegirl.com/coupons. It's businesses that we work with, and you might find something you like for Christmas.
Mm. For a decent price.
That's right. Mehran Kagani. You can follow his Twitter at MehranX, MehranX. And the website is the Mehran, the MehranX.com. All right. Take a look. This guy is fun.
Thank you.
He's funny.
Timely. Yeah.
He's a good time.
Yes.
He's already off his medication. So you know that's going to be a good time. You see him in the clubs. And his brain isn't, you know, synapsing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's respecting you that you came out to see him.
That's all every right? time.
There you go.
Every time.
He doesn't take it for granted. He's not jaded yet. He's still happy to be a comedian.
Mm.
And this is good news.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All of that is true.
All right. What are you, visiting your birth parents for Christmas?
No, I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Why? Do you have to?
No.
This is what I want people to understand. You do not have to.
Yeah.
Just like Mehran was saying, you have you make your own family. You can pick who your friends and family are.
Yeah. That's how your parents did it. They weren't family.
Right.
I mean, well, Lars are Persian, so I don't know. But no, probably not.
But at the end of the day, it's who do you want to spend your holidays with, and who do you want to reward for, like, mm-hmm. for having invested in your life, for having, you know, contributed to your life, made your life a better place.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit of what's going on. The obligation, I get that there's this sort of sense that people have to put in their hours, but put in your hours with the people that are helping you flourish today.
Here's the thing with obligation. If your obligation is to them, what is their obligation to you? Just answer that and then go to the holidays.
That's very interesting.
Thank you.
Andy from Orange County is writing in. I was at a taping of Last Comic Standing where Mehran performed, and he was absolutely one of the highlights of the night. I had never been to a TV taping before and generally found the whole night boring, but Mehran was one of the three or four comics who really shined and really made the whole experience worthwhile.
That is incredible.
And that kind. You know what? That's a compliment, because these tapings... I don't like going to them.
They're long as hell.
They're so long.
It's like 8 hours and the audience is just sitting there.
And like, I'm going to repeat this line. Can you laugh?
Yeah.
Like all the poor Jezelnik. Did you hear? You just talked about it.
No.
By the way, thank you very much, person who wrote in.
Andy,
thank you. But no, he just talked about, he was talking to Russell Peters and this like sort of thing. And he was just talking about how he hated the whole process.
Oh, wow.
And how they like edited him down so that none of his genius came through. Right. He talks about this a great length. And we would see him on like the monitors when we were in, like, he was rolling his eyes like back in time. Like,
wow.
It was heaven to watch. But yeah, it looks like he didn't enjoy the process.
Well, these are the hoops that all us monkeys have to jump through, apparently.
Well, and we would kill for that gig. You know
That's
what I mean?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
This person continues, the fluff they aired on NBC is nothing like what was actually taped. Like Mehran said, the actual taping was brutal.
Mm.
It ran very late simply because they couldn't get Norm to stop being long-winded when he was trashing people.
He killed some people, you guys. He killed some people.
That's so mean.
Like, I literally was like, a bunch of my green room footage is probably just me sitting with someone and being like, you realize that this isn't it, and that their advice isn't actually sort of weight bearing, and that they're creating television, and that you get to pursue whatever you want to creatively for as long as you want to. I mean, some of the things they said to people were, they were gutting.
But who cares? They liked you.
It's true though, you guys. And they gave me, and my semifinal edit was very generous.
Okay, good.
They were very kind to me with that edit.
That's good.
Well, yeah. This is what I'm talking. Big things coming. You know what I mean?
Well, who knows?
Who knows?
That's the thing about comedy is that, like, you know, you can get something and then, like, you get absolutely nothing. And you could be writing for this television show that's, like, hugely popular and you're super proud of it, and then it gets canceled. Or you do a roast battle and all of a sudden the hottest show in the country, like, sees you there and picks you up as a writer, and suddenly you're getting paid, you know. With the Writers Guild, you never know.
You never know.
And nothing is guaranteed.
Nothing's guaranteed. You can be on top 1 minute and the gutter the next.
100%.
But definitely stay off your pills. You're doing great.
Thanks,
you seem very healthy.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, my God. KeithandTheGirl.com.